What do you call the kind of berries that have a rough surface? Some are red, some black. I don't know whether these grow in a tree or not.
Oh, mulberries, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I...
They grow in the trees.
Starts with an R.
Oh, you think about raspberries?
Yeah.
They grow on vines.
Do they grow around here?
No.
You know,
I have seen them red raspberries, but they used to be. I haven't seen any in years around this part.
Hmm.
I used to see them.
If berries would kill you, you'd say they were what? If they would kill you.
Oh, it's poisonous berries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any around here?
Not right offhand.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think these berries that looked like strawberries, we used to call them snake berries, were poison.
Down in the grass.
Yeah, but my little grandson ate some of it not long ago.
Tried some.
And the doctor said that, well, he'd been down in New Orleans, and he'd been out to the strawberry patches and helped him gather them, and he'd eat them. And him being less than 3 years, about 3 years old, he came back home, found them, and he ate them.
Yeah.
Like scared my little dog to death, and she got the doctor. They all said, Austin, oh, boy.
Another myth.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call the tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers, and it blooms in late spring, maybe in the mountains?
Oh, the mountain laurel. It's known as rhododendron, too, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think
is any distinction in size?
I think there is, but I don't know. But I know I've heard them called mountain laurel and rhododendron.
What do you call that thing that grows into a large tree around here that's got great big shiny leaves and big white flowers and smells so good?
Oh, that's a southern heritage, magnolia.
That sure is.
I don't like them.
You don't?
Too Why messy. Not?
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, those leaves
and
are terrible to get at.
Things smell good.
Mm, they smell good.
If a married man doesn't want to make... Excuse me, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my...
Mother?
A married woman now.
Her husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you know of... Is this common, or would you say something else? What would older people call their husbands? What would they just call them husbands?
They just call them husband. Yeah.
Okay, if a man didn't want to make up his mind by himself and he wanted to go home and check it out,
I better talk to my wife.
Okay.
Check my wife.
Do they have any other names for wives?
Yeah, my brother has one for his, but I better not tell you. He called us water pot, but...
A woman who's lost her husband's called a what?
Widow.
What about a woman whose husband's just run off?
Well, she's a widow. Oh, no. Something like that. I don't know. I guess that's what she'd be called. Widow. A widow.
If he just took
off. If he just took off and left her, she'd just be... No, she'd be married, but she just wouldn't be around.
Yeah.
Just be a wife without a husband.
The man whose son you are is called your what?
Oh, it's my father.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call my dad. My dad.
What would you call your dad?
Yeah.
Is that what you call him all the time?
Yeah.
What would you call your grandfather?
I call him grandpa.
What about your mother? What'd you call
grandmother.
Him? No.
And my mother, I always call her mama. Mama.
Mm-hmm. Did you call your stepmother and your mother anything separate?
No, I just call her Pearl by her name.
Mm-hmm.
But I always call her mother.
Okay.
But see, I was little when my mother died and I was grown when she...
Did
practically grown when she